futures soften Wednesday as the frigid cold continues to disrupt the supply chain, improved commodity prices, federal farm support payments, and record low short-term interest rates helped lift the Rural Main Street Index to its second highest level in a year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There was some trade in the Texas Panhandle on Tuesday at $114 a hundredweight, which was steady with last week. Impacts from the severe weather, including reports of reduced slaughter at some packing plants in the southern plains due to rolling power outages, might help explain what appears to be a tough road to maintaining steady fed cattle prices this week. Reduced production also helps account for the atypical rise in wholesale beef values. Cattle feeders offered 1,444 head, 9 lots, and Central Stockyards weekly fed cattle exchange auction, all from Kansas and Texas, none sold. The reserve price for most was $114.50. Central Stockyards will host another sale Thursday. Choice steers and heifers sold 75 cents to $1 a hundredweight higher amid a light offering at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa. The deepest test was 198 head of choice 2-4 heifers, weighing an average of 1,362 pounds, bringing an average price of $114.92. That was at the upper end of last week's country trade in the region. At Sioux Falls Regional, though, slaughter steers sold steady while heifers traded $2 to $3 lower. There were 171 choice 2-3 steers, weighing an average of 1,457 pounds and bringing an average of $113.37. Cattle futures closed lower Wednesday, pressured by supply chain disruptions as well as uncertainty about post-storm impacts. Live cattle futures closed an average of 58 cents lower, from 2 cents lower toward the back to $1.65 lower toward the front. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.26 lower, from 85 cents lower to $2.35 lower in spot March. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.74 higher Wednesday afternoon at $237.51 a hundredweight. Select was $3.61 higher at $225.64. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher through SEP of 22 and then mostly unchanged to fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents lower, except for 3 cents higher in two contracts. Weather continued to close auctions in southern parts of the nation Wednesday. At auctions in the north, volume was impacted at some, but prices were mainly steady to higher. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there are 4,405 head. Steers weighing 651 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, with instances of up to $7 higher at 750 to 800 pounds. Heifers weighing 550 to 650 pounds sold mostly steady, and then $3 to $4 higher at 651 to 700 pounds. At Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher. Steers weighing 900 to 950 sold steady. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 750 pounds sold $2 higher. There are 2,376 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold unevenly steady at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 550 pounds sold $2 lower, but $3 to $4 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. 2,200 head on offer there. Steer calves sold steady with a few instances of $2 higher at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 1,697 head. Heifer calves sold steady to $4 higher. Steers and heifers sold steady to $1 higher on comparable offerings at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska with 1,480 head on offer. Finally, lightweight steers sold mostly $4 to $8 higher at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa. 8-weight steers sold steady to $5 higher. Heifers traded mostly steady. There were 1,330 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed amid volatile trade on Wednesday, despite domestic retail sales last month shattering expectations to the upside. U.S. retail and food services sales in January were 5.3% more than the previous month at $586.2 billion, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Apparently, that sharp increase fueled investor concerns about inflation, as did the monthly producer price index from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It increased 1.3% in January, the steepest month-to-month rise since the index began in 2009. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 90 points higher, but the S&P 500 was down a point, and the NASDAQ was down 82 points. Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index increased to 52.0 in January, up from 51.6 in December. According to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and/or energy, the index increased to its second highest level since January of 2020. That index ranges between 0 and 100, with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Ernie Goss, the Jack A. McAllister Chair in Regional Economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business, explains, "Recent sharp improvements in agriculture commodity prices, federal farm support payments, and the Federal Reserve's record-low short-term interest rates have underpinned the rural Main Street economy in a solid and positive growth range. However," he adds, "the rural economy remains well below pre-pandemic levels." The Confidence Index, which reflects bank CEO expectations for the economy 6 months out, declined slightly to a still healthy 60.0, down from December's 62.9. According to Goss, federal farm support payments, improving grain prices, and advancing exports have supported confidence, offsetting negatives from pandemic-ravaged retail and leisure and hospitality companies in rural areas. He says bankers reported that their primary economic concerns for this year are excessive inflation and higher long-term interest rates. For a fourth straight month, the Farmland Price Index advanced above growth neutral. The January level of 56.3 was the highest level since July of 2013 and up from 55.0 in December. This is the first time since 2013 that Creighton Survey has recorded four straight months of above growth neutral in farmland prices. Similarly, the Farm Equipment Sales Index the past 2 months rose above growth neutral for the first time in 86 months. It was 50.2 in December and then rose to 54.5 in January, the highest level since April of 2013. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 18th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.